question. When Krishna is omniscient, does he know our pains and sufferings the way a parent knows, or does he experience the pain and suffering because he knows everything about us? And so then can he experience our pain and suffering but not love, not our love, because love is something which is to be voluntarily offered? Answer. In the start of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that the Anvaya Ditartas Charteshu Abhigyasvarat. Anvaya Ditartas Charteshu means that Krishna knows directly and indirectly. There are different ways of understanding this. But Swabhavaki Jnana Balakriyacha. The Upanishads also say that Swabhavaki. Naturally, one knows. So, for example, if a mosquito is biting us, you know, somebody may point out, oh, there's a mosquito biting you, and we may come to know. Or just because the mosquito is on us, it's on a part of our body, we know directly also. Indirectly through others telling us, directly through our own experience, we know it. Now, our relationship with Krishna can be understood in the analytical as well as the synthetic, from analysis, through analysis and through synthesis. Through analysis, we understand that actually we are all parts of Krishna, and we are individuals. So we have our distinct identity, and at the same time we are also connected with Krishna being his energy. We are parts and he is the whole. Now the part and whole, suppose a screw is a part of a machine. There's a mechanical connection between the screw and the machine. But with respect to part and whole, the connection is not mechanical. With respect to us and Krishna, the connection is not mechanical, it is emotional. We are eternally dependent on Krishna for our existence, and we are eternally meant to love Krishna and delight in the ecstasy. So how does Krishna's omniscience come into the picture with respect to our being distinct individuals? Now, Krishna, by his omnipotence, he gives us free will. So Anvaya Ditartas Charteshva. Now Krishna, when you talk about his knowing us, knowing about us, he knows about us the way a parent knows about us. Tvameva Mata Cha Pita Tvameva. The famous saying says, and ultimately concludes with Tameva Sarvam Mama Deva Deva. My dear Lord, you are everything. So this means that actually Krishna is much more than an ordinary parent. And Krishna, as we discussed, is omniscient. But at the same time, we also know that he has given us free will. So now, so Krishna definitely knows our thoughts. In fact, sometimes it is said in the scriptures that actually Krishna knows our thoughts even before we know our thoughts. So in modern science, there is an experiment which suggests, it's a complex experiment, and I'll not go into technicalities, but now when, say, people are going to choose a particular alternative in a multiple choice exam, and the appropriate signals are generated in their brain to select their alternative. So what happens is that even before the person, it seems that the intention of the person to select the alternative and the activation of the appropriate brain areas which signify the selection of that alternative, which will lead to the clicking, moving of the fingers and the clicking of a particular button, all this happens so fast. And what happens first, what happens later, and how it happens, there's a lot of scientific and philosophical discussion and debate on this. But the understanding from the bhakti worldview perspective is that now we as souls, we may intend to do certain things, but the soul and matter are two distinct things. And our consciousness is currently materialistic. So, you know, the soul is completely different from the body. And the mediation between the soul and the body is done through the super soul. So, in terms of etiology, etiology is the study of causation. What causes what? There are three factors. There is Jiva, Ishvara, and Prakriti. So, Jiva desires, the Ishvara sanctions, and the Prakriti executes. This means that we as souls, when we desire to do a particular activity, say we are playing a video game and we decide that, okay, we should turn, driving a car, should the car go left or right? So we decide a particular thing. So the jiva desires. And then the soul itself has no control over the body. It is through the interface of the soul with the, it is the interface which is brought, mediated by the super soul, that enables the soul's desire or intention to be translated into bodily action. So we desire, the super soul sanctions. And in the super soul sanctions, after that, the material nature starts executing. And part of the execution is that the signal appears that the particular areas of the brain get activated and the particular fingers on the hand get activated in a particular way. And then that particular option, say going right in a car race video game, is clicked. So this way, actually, the clicking of the option, the clicking of the appropriate option, we desire it. Super soul sanctions it, then the brain and the body execute. And actually, when it comes to the level of material conscious awareness, then we become aware. Oh, this is what I desired. That means Krishna becomes aware of our thoughts even before we become aware of our thoughts. So that's how close Krishna is to us. At the same time, that because we as souls are desirers, but we also have to become aware of our desires. And when those desires become manifest at the material level of consciousness, that's when we become aware of them. So, Krishna knows our desires even before we come to know our desires. And that's how close he is to us. Now, our love also, it's offered by a free will, that's true. So when we have love for Krishna and we don't have love for Krishna, Krishna knows that also. For example, if you're going in front of the deities, and we are half-hearted in our devotion, or we are wholehearted in our devotion. Krishna knows that. And sometimes we may feel nothing in our heart, at the same time we desire to feel something in our heart, and we don't want to feel that apathy. We want to feel some emotion. Krishna knows that also. Krishna knows that the feeling of apathy is there, and the desire for intensity is there. And Krishna appreciates the desire for intensity even when the default feeling is the feeling of apathy. So, Krishna knows our feelings very intimately. At the same time, because we and Krishna are distinct individuals, and Krishna has given us free will, so the first person experience of our consciousness and the first person choice of our actions, it is up to us. So, our experience is our experience. As we choose, desire, act, Krishna knows that. But it is, we could say, because Krishna is so supremely empathic. So, he can know us, just like when two people love each other very much, and something happens that hurts one of them. Then even with a single word being spoken, the other person understands the pain that the first person is going through. So this is how empathy can lead to a similarity of experience, which is so much that whatever one experience person experience, almost similarly second person also experiences. That's how love brings about a harmony of the hearts. At the same time, the two persons are distinct, and similarly, we and Krishna are distinct. So Krishna experiences our emotions not in our first person perspective, because we and he are distinct persons. But at the same time, because he's the whole of whom we are parts, because he's so intimately connected with us, so his experience of our emotions, of our pains, our feeling, our joys, it is as good as a first person experience. Thank you.